Hey, hey! Happy Wednesday. I hope you are having a great week so far. Welcome back to the show. I am excited to share with you today a little clip from the Spring Clean Reset Masterclass that happened on Monday. So I just wanted to take you behind the scenes in case you haven't had a chance to listen to the masterclass replay yet, which is available in the Facebook community for a limited time, by the way. So if you want to hop into the Facebook community and listen to the whole thing, go to the link in the show notes to do that, or go to bit.ly/mommin3community. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to four littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. And so I wanted to share a clip from the middle of the class with you so that you could get a bit of a taste of what a full reset could look like for you. So this was step two out of the three steps that I talked about in the masterclass that was designed to help other mums, just like myself, but other mums like you, to do a reset for themselves this spring in order to get more on track and to feel more peaceful, more calm, and more balanced and ready to tackle this new season in to have better daily productivity and planning in their day so that you can get more done while still having fun without the stress. So I wanted to share the clip from that with you today. So have a listen. When you are finished having a listen, I would love to invite you to join me in my organization reset coaching program. This is a one-on-one coaching program with me that I would love to invite you to join me in. In organization reset coaching, we work through a reset together. I give you a customized action plan of exactly what you can do in order to see a reset in your own personal life organization, in order to appropriately balance the other important systems that we have to carefully balance in order to have a more peaceful home atmosphere for our family to love and enjoy, but then also how to take a little bit of an extra focus to reset ourselves so that we as mums are better prepared and better equipped to serve and provide for our families well. And we do that by having an organized mind ourselves that is ready and capable of handling whatever is thrown at it. So in order to do that, I would like to help you on a one-on-one basis to do that. We meet together over a video call for 1 hour, and we work through a specific 5-step system that is going to help you to see a reset happen in your own life. So you can join me in that program by heading to www.plantomom.com/coaching, and you can see all the information there of exactly what we will do together. Again, that is plantomom.com/coaching, and you are going to use the super special coupon code MASTERCLASS in order to save during this introduction week. That discount code is going to give you a special discount until April 15th only as a way of celebrating the introduction of this new individualized, customized coaching program for you all. And it is also going to get you an additional 30 minutes free with me to be used at a later date so that we can check back in together, reevaluate, readjust, and do anything else that we need to do in order to keep you on the right road for daily consistency in your mom life organization efforts. So without further ado, let's jump into the clip from the masterclass. And again, if you want to watch the entire thing, you can jump into the Facebook community to do that for a few more days. The replay will be available in there. So let's take a listen to what step two of the Spring Clean Reset Masterclass looked like. Step number two for our reset is we now need to see the big picture. Before we can reset properly, we need to zoom out and see the big picture so that we can have a solid why to keep us going when things get tough. Because if we do not have a why to keep us going when things get tough, then we're not going to be able to keep going when things get tough. If we do not have a big picture goal in mind, if we do not have a big picture motivator to keep us going, then it's going to be hard, because it's not easy to be an organized mom. It's really not, but it's also not easy to be an unorganized mom. It's also not easy to be living in that state of reactivity and in that state of stressfulness. So, in order to do the second step of our reset, we are going to zoom out and see the big picture. We want to identify and figure out where we want to be in the future. And in order to do that, we are going to quickly review my framework, the Mom in Three Method framework. So you can think of it like this. We are MOMMIN3. So we are mastering organized motherhood in three steps. And this is the method for doing so. And yes, there's an extra mom and extra M in there, but it just has to be, right? Sometimes we have to break the grammar and spelling rules for stuff like that. So let's quickly review how the framework works. In order to have an organized mom life as a busy mom, we need to have these three circles working harmoniously together. Because you will see that if we just have random organization tips and tricks and tools, and we are using those things to create habits and goals down here, then we are going to lack a big picture understanding of how to keep going when things get hard. Secondly, if we only have a framework over here to follow, plus habits and routines and goals, but we are lacking tips and tricks and tools, we are going to get tired and discouraged, because we sometimes need quick little wins to keep us going and to keep us motivated. And lastly, you will see that if we implement tips and tricks and tools according to a specific framework, but we don't put these things into repeatable habits, routines, and set goals for ourselves, then we may feel overwhelmed with it all, because we don't have the proper sub steps to break things down enough to actually achieve what we want to achieve. So we actually need all three of these things working together in order to be in harmony. And that is the basis of the Mom in Three Method framework. So step one of the framework. So as you know from the podcast, if you are a podcast listener, this is what I teach from. This is the framework and the method that I teach from. I believe that in order to have peaceful, organized homes, we must first get ourselves organized. We need to get our mind under control. We need to take ownership over our daily life, make plans, and execute. We also need to slowly increase our capacity to better organize our homes and support our family atmosphere through family management systems. So we need to first organize our mind to help us to take ownership over our daily life. As we get more organized in our daily life, we slowly find the time and the mental capacity to start taking on
family life organization projects. And then as that happens, as we start to have a more harmonious, peaceful home, then we are further able to organize our home better. And this is also because then our family is properly set up to be on board with us to help us maintain what we are doing in our homes to have our stuff more organized. So you will see that when all these things are working together, we will have peace. Okay. We will have a more peaceful home atmosphere going on. So when we do a personal life organization reset, which is what we are, the basis of what we're talking about today, doing a personal life organization reset, moving from reactivity to proactivity, to being proactive, not proactivity, to being proactive. When we do a personal life organization reset, we are starting at step one in this circle over here. Everything is interconnected, even now. Unfortunately, we can't just throw these other two circles out of the running just because we're trying to do a personal life organization reset, which I know that you know that inherently deep down as well. Because you already have homes, you already have families. We can be trying to reset ourselves over here, but we are still tied to our family life and our home life, even in the midst of organizing our personal life better. We can't just neglect our family and our home for 4 to 6 to 8 weeks in order to reset ourselves. We can't just take a vacation from it and then come back when we are ready to tackle getting some family organization systems in place, like meal planning and stuff. We can't just take a break from the other two things while we're doing the first thing. We know that deep down. We have to proactively juggle our family life and our home life while we are resetting our personal life. And the same goes if you are just trying to reset your family life. You are going to have to still maintain your home and keep a good personal life organization system going, planning your day, doing your routines, doing your habits. You're going to have to still keep both those things going while you're resetting your family life as well. That's why this is the important key, is that we have to be proactive in all of these areas at the same time while putting a bit more of an emphasis on whatever area of the circle that we are trying to reset. So we're going to take a little homework check-in here quickly. Okay, so homework break, you are now going to go to page 2 of your workbook, and I want you to fill out the circles representing the framework in your workbook. And I want you to star the area of organization that you are struggling with the most. So let's just pull that up here quickly for you. We're going to go down here to step 2. You're going to fill in these circles according to what I just showed you on the presentation. And then you are going to star the area that you are struggling in the most. And I want you to be very honest with yourself. If you do not have daily habits, daily routines, if you do not have a daily schedule that you are following, if you are stressed out regularly and living reactively to what is thrown at you in a day instead of having a plan for what is happening each day, then you need a personal life organization reset. Don't try and jump the gun, and don't try to skip ahead to a place where you are not ready for. If you know deep down that personal life is something that you should be focusing on, then I want you to star that. And I want you to make note of that there. So what area of organization in your life is causing this reactivity? So which of these three areas do you think is causing you the most stress right now? Sometimes the area that we think is causing us the most stress may not actually be the one that we should be focusing on, which is what I just said. That is the tricky part about this all. And that is where it can be helpful to have someone else tell you exactly what you should be doing, because they are able to better see it as an outsider. Sometimes the area we think is causing us stress is not actually the area we should be focusing on. This was present in my own life. So for example, when I was living in the highly reactive, stressful state before my reset, I thought my home was a lost cause. It drove me crazy. It was just never ending. Everything felt like a mess all the time. I was so frustrated with my kids anytime they made a little mess because I felt like I was just spending all day cleaning up their messes. And if you are also a stay-at-home mom, I'm sure you can relate to that. Or work from home mom. I'm sure you can relate to that. But what I didn't realize is that the area where I actually needed the reset was in my personal life. And once I did realize that, and once I did start to fix that, everything changed. Everything changed. So now that we know what area to focus on, let's work on getting this reset into action.
Thanks so much for tuning in today, friend. I hope that you enjoyed that little clip from the masterclass. I hope that that was insightful for you to understand again the importance of organizing ourselves the right way in order to see more success in our organization efforts as busy moms. Because we're busy, we don't have time to waste. If we are going to get organized and go on this journey, we want to do it the right way and see success and results, don't we? We don't want to have failed efforts again, because nothing is more discouraging than that. So I hope that listening into step two of the masterclass has been helpful for you to remind yourself of how exactly we should go about getting organized, and then again to see the importance of implementing a reset every now and then in order to flip the switch and get yourself back on track and where you need to be, and to set new goals and actually have a game plan and an action plan for how to reach that. So thank you so much again for tuning in today. I will see you next week, and feel free to reach out to me at anytime if you have any questions about anything at all. You can email me at amy@plan2mom.com. Thanks, friends. I'll see you next week. Bye for now. Hey, mama. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.